Great music from Alex Buñol. I hope that you were one of the people that was lucky enough to see him in Winston-Salem at Friday Night Jazz down at Corporate Plaza. What a great event that was. And I was telling our guest, who is Dr. Dabith Manns with the BSWNC Music Fund, who is back in our community. Welcome, Dr. Manns.
Thank you, Mr. Steele.
But I was telling everyone, I was telling you that, you know, he, Alex Buñol, opened the show a couple of weeks ago, and it was crowded.
Yes.
The lawn was completely covered, and yes. And people were having a joyful time on the campus, on the yard at Corporate Plaza. So yes. It's something to put on your calendar, everyone who is around here. If you love jazz music, and if you love just being in a crowd of happy people, if you want to bring some joy, you enjoy some get some joy from live music in our community. We're lucky to have a city and organizations that care about providing live music for our community. And there are
Absolutely.
People like you, Dr. Manns. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steele. What a joy and a delight it is to be here with you today and to be in support of community radio. I would like to present you with my $50 studio guest challenge.
Golly, thank you so much.
To all individuals listening to the sound of my voice, I encourage you to match it because community radio is so essential. It is a source of world, national, and local news, but in addition to that, keeping us informed and connected as a community. Here with WSNC Radio, Genuine Jazz, 90.5 FM, I can tune in anywhere in the world I am located. I can hear afternoon jazz with you, Mr. Steele, public morality, R&B oldies, on the media, Africa World Now, Future Focus, Jazz While You Work with Mr. Phil Allen, and Democracy Now! It truly is amazing what both you, Mr. Allen, and Mr. Brian Anthony, along with all the other program associates, are doing. And I encourage everyone to be in support of community radio with your donation of $50 to match mine, or a commitment of $10 a month to be a sustainer at $120 per year.
We thank you very much for that plug, Dr. Manns. We appreciate your support. Every time Dr. Manns comes, she shares information with us, and she always brings us a check. So we really appreciate that. She knows she doesn't have to, but she supports us, and she supports musicians in our community and musicians-to-be with the BSW North Carolina Music Fund. They've done a marvelous job of raising money for scholarships for students who are coming to Winston-Salem State University to study music. So give us the backstory on that once again to talk about what marvelous work you do with the foundation in supporting scholarships for people who want to learn music.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Steele. As a proud member of the Winston-Salem State University Heritage Society, I am delighted to encourage individuals to be in support of one of our nation's premier HBCUs, WSSU. And I selected to support music, not only because the music program and department here at this magnificent HBCU is stellar, with leadership and guidance with people like Dr. Brown, Maestra Dwala Simmons Burke, and Dr. Michael. They are all just magnificent, but also because of my mother,
yes.
Who was a Winston-Salem native, a 1973 graduate of the music department with a double major in education. She learned how to classically train her voice, play the piano classically, and a bevy of instruments. She gained expertise in. She went on to teach music full-time as a certified music educator and also to perform throughout the world, sharing her gift through opera and classical music and teaching her students multiple genres. Upon her unfortunate passing in 2014, I could not think of a better way to use those beneficiary funds than to set up the BSW Music Fund for the honor of Belinda Staten Womack, one of WSSU's own. And by the way, Mr. Steele, every department in the UNC system, particularly at Winston-Salem State University, is terrific, and I encourage community members to get to know more about the departments here at the institution and select one or a few and dedicate your support in that regard. I'd also like to say a hearty thank you to the Advancement Office, the Foundation Office, and of course our magnificent Chancellor, Benita J. Brown. It is your hard work that encourages community members to stay connected with the university and to continue to show support. And if I may, Mr. Steele, with that endowment scholarship fund, it is so important that students know they have support, whether it's with books, tuition, and fees, professional development activities such as professional conferences, instruments, and a wide variety that the leadership in the music department deems necessary. To bring awareness to the endowment, I hosted, organized, and sponsored a variety of community concerts, both at the WSSU Enterprise Center and the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Recreation Center, Rupert Bell Park. We had community concerts there. And key instrumental individuals like Christopher Leith, Theo Akinyele, Brenda Mays, and Stephanie Hurt and her son, Zoll B. Hurt, were all very helpful in encouraging community members to come out and be in support. I hosted, sponsored, and organized open mic nights at Other Sons, and that indeed was so tremendous to again support a WSSU alumna and her business. For 1 year, I was in the capital city, Ottawa, in the country of Canada, and worked closely with Carleton University's CKCU FM, 93.1 FM radio station. And it was just a delight to engage in that cross-cultural experience with them and also with my dear loved one there on a Fulbright scholarship. And then I have been thrilled to get back into the studio, Mr. Steele, to record and publish Music to Empower. I have written it, created it, composed it, arranged it, and have had quite a beautiful opportunity to further engage community musicians in doing what we know inextricably binds us as human beings, which is the creation of art and sharing that art.
Well done, well said, and you brought so many conversations together in your comments, and you going to Ottawa, and the Singing Rams going to Austria a few weeks ago. How exciting that was, not just for the students, but I told the students how exciting for Austria to see you and hear your music.
Absolutely. Our phenomenal music department here at Winston-Salem State University has been the ambassador of heritage and culture, and has been a terrific linkage between so many institutions worldwide. And again, When we look at the motto, enter to learn and depart to serve, we never fall short in assuring that students campus-wide, irrespective of their departments, have outstanding opportunities. And we can only do that with those of you under the sounds of our voice who are willing to continue to pick up that mantle and share your support.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we tell students, or at least I do when I run into them, is that you're in charge of telling your own stories and shaping your own image here and around the world. And what a great opportunity to tell those marvelous stories by going around the world to sing and to perform and to share music and to share your education. And back to the education part, one of the most fascinating things to me about the students who are part of the singing RAMs or in the music department, most of them aren't even music majors. They're doing it because they love music and they're so dedicated to it. So they give 110% of their time and their effort to doing everything across the board with excellence. The music, the business, because a lot of them are business majors, I've noticed for some reason. They're using both sides of their brains.
Yes.
But it's fascinating to talk with them about what their aspirations are and what joy that they get from something that is just part of their curriculum, so important, but also part of their learning experience.
Yes, Mr. Steele. And what I appreciate most about what you have mentioned is the profound impact that acquiring those skills and practicing what they have learned brings our way. And they have some outstanding examples. North Carolina can boast of John Coltrane, of Nina Simone, of Roberta Flack, Maceo Parker, George Clinton, Shirley Caesar, and the list just is endless with respect to the phenomenal impact that musicians, those with formal training and those without, have had as North Carolinians.
Absolutely. And these conversations are not going on in a void. Everyone is getting together to share these stories. We had a marvelous experience just in May. The Winston-Salem Symphony and the Symphony Chorus brought in our Port Laureate our past immediate Port Laureate.
Terrific.
Jackie Shelton Green. She was a narrator for Since Dawn, which is a composition that our very own Dan Locklear created, that was based on The Pulse of Morning, which is written by the great Maya Angelou.
Yes.
And so, as I mentioned, our Port Laureate Emerita, Jackie Shelton Green, did the narration. Michelle Merritt conducted the symphony, as always, and Chris Gilliam was the chorus director. So we have all of these groups together working and telling these stories and telling our stories as American people, as Black people, because there's nobody else on the planet like us. Let's face it.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and take a bow. We're here, and we're making a difference, and we have stories to tell. And I thank people like you, Dr. Manns, for teaching education and raising money for our students to learn music, whether they use music as an avocation, whether it's something that they get paid for, or something that they just use to make themselves and the world a better place. I thank you for what you're doing with the BSWNC Music Fund and your work as a music educator. It is so important to the hearts and minds and souls of human beings.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steele. And such is why community and independent radio are so essential, because we can do the work, but without a platform in which to share it, sometimes we may feel it would be for naught. And I feel honored to get in the studio to write and record Music Like America's 250, which elucidates the No Kings of Platform. I've written works like That HBCU Groove, which highlights pioneering change makers. And I've also gotten licensure to rewrite and do a creative spin on classic tunes like the 1970s Be Real Black for Me by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Mr. Steele, you mentioned something also so very vital to our process here, and that is that interconnectivity with sharing our story and healing our humanity through the arts. In the 1990s, that poem that Maya Angelou wrote for the inauguration of William Jefferson Clinton was eventually put to music, and it laid the groundwork for others to come behind her, as we saw the young poet with the inauguration of Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris. And here we are, fast forward to 2026. I had an opportunity when meeting and greeting with former Vice President Harris to share with her team the HBCU group song and lyrics, and had a great time sharing with them that process, and how delighted I am always to incorporate encouraging people to be civically minded and encouraging people to embrace heritage and culture through music.
What a great opportunity for Vice President Kamala Harris to be exposed to your work and to get that encouragement from people who are continuing to write music and share music and reach out, because you serve a vast population, all ages, that you're bringing in to share music with and to teach and to help people to understand the importance of music in a person's heart and their health and in their soul.
Yes, Mr. Steele, because our very first music was in our creation. Our mothers and fathers, their gametes, had to come together and fuse in order for us to get here. We are here nothing short of a miracle. And that type of rhythm and coordination is worthy of note. Then we grew in our mother's wombs, where we had the chance to feel their hearts beating and feel that vibration, all those melodies and harmonies from within the womb. It's just an indispensable part
of
it.
It's funny you should bring that up, because Michelle Merrill, who is the conductor of the Winston-Salem Symphony, was telling me a while back that one of the symphonies that she was rehearsing and playing while she was carrying one of her sons, it still lulls him to sleep.
Marvelous.
But he hears it because he picked it up while he was in her body and still carries that gift with him.
Yes. And groups like the Sounds of Blackness, when they write and sing, "We are the drum. From Africa to America, we are the drum." And it rings true for all of humanity, because for those of us, even with an ounce of African culture and heritage by way of DNA, and human civilization began on the continent of Africa, no matter how far you have been dispersed, you still can feel that vibration and that rhythm as it has been passed on for generations.
And speaking of home, Dr. Debeth Manns, you have returned to Winston-Salem, because you were in Washington for a long time, and you're coming here doing all this stuff in the community, and you were doing it long distance. So you travel here, you do your work, and then you go back to to Washington, D.C., raise some more money for your foundation, and then come back and do some more work.
Mr. Steele, I am so honored to call North Carolina my second home, and we indeed are grateful.
Well, we look forward to continuing with this conversation and seeing the connections that you make now that you are back in Winston-Salem full time. And we thank you for coming by. We thank you for supporting the station, and we thank you for supporting North Carolina music and music in general.
Thank you, Mr. Steele, and thank you all.
It's 3:53. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.